Obviously, the early one. If you finish the eighth.
No, the eighth going
to
start.
Then you'll have to go to the third one. Let me get
it.
Goof. Okay, let me get it. Goof. Boy Rabbi Barabai. Hidbik pas the Tanner. He tira lola radoisa kodim shiovdechi of chatos olohiti. Omle Ravacha Barabai il Ravino. Hey, Kadami. We put it on anytime, wasn't there? On Shabbos, of course you're on Shabbos. Hegedom, ilayma b'shoigeg v'lo idkar. He's a shoigeg, he doesn't know. Salamani tira, nobody's asking coming with Shiloh. He doesn't know anything's wrong, he's not coming to answer the question. V'lo lav de'ahader v'idkar. He did it b'shoigeg, and then he remembered. Numi mechayev. It wouldn't come to the chiyuv chata, he's not chayev anymore. T'na kol chayev v'chata, he's ena chayom v'nashchit chilos in Shkogo v'soif in Shkogo. What? What? Mukzi, what's my mukzi? Maybe it's edible, I don't know.
How the edible dough?
I mean, that's not worse than Rdia Sapas, no. Tomato, tomato, I guess.
But it says over here, how does that matter? Okay, where did that matter?
Should be by cream of sponim, I mean. Should be by cream of sponim. Like Michael Bender saw him. Cream of sponim? I would assume. I hear. Mokz, I hear. Oh, so then it couldn't be. Ella b'mezit. Just don't b'mezit. I put it in b'mezit. Now he's having charod. He wants to know, can he pull it out to save himself from chiv skilo? But that's not what it said. It said, kodem shiovel de chiv chatos. Kodem shiovel de yis skilo me boy. That's what it should have said. Says the Gemara like this: Amar Shiloilam b'shoigeg. He did a b'shoigeg, and he taka doesn't know from nothing. But I came to ask the shaila. I saw him put it in b'shoigeg. Can I take it out to save him from achiyav chatos? That's the question. Ulamani tiru la'achirim. Other people want to know: can they take it out to save him from achiyav chatos? Maskev Rav Sheshes is. Say by krimas ponim, achleis l'shtad. Yeah, if it doesn't cook, it doesn't cook. If it doesn't cook, it doesn't cook.
Why don't we have the
shayla
over him himself?
Because
we'll be part of him chatos.
Right.
So why don't I just tell him about it, so now he won't be chayla.
I hear.
No, but now he won't be chayla.
Now he's amazed that it's this. I hear. Tell him. I mean, once somebody else knows, we'll have to take it out. Just tell him. Maybe he's not here to. Yeah, obviously he's going to get it out before it cooked. If it cooked, it cooked. It's over. But we want to pull it out of there. No. If we tell him, he won't be chayav chatos because it's not chalos of the soif of the shoyg. I guess he's asking. He knows about it, yeah. Because I don't have to pull it out. I can just tell him. Interesting. I don't know. Maybe he's not here. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Okay, I don't know. Oh, maskil of sheishes, that certainly can't be. V'chiyomim lo'odam chatei k'teisha yiske chavercho. That we don't have. Because whatever it is, there's some sort of isin the sudiya sapas. You want to save your neck, there's something to talk about. When we let you do a small, quote-unquote, isser to stop yourself from getting involved in the big isser the rice. That I should do an Issa to save you, that we don't have. Now, Tosis is a big arichos here, because the truth is there are many cases we see we do have such a thing. That we do have one person doing an Issa Kal to save the other person from an Issa Chom. We definitely have cases like that.
Cases, I'm stopping doing something bad, not from the result being bad.
Yeah, but what's the difference? What why should that make a difference? No, him stopping the Isser. Never happened. The thing didn't cook on Shabbat. Moch wasn't done.
What I needed to do.
But in order to have the thing, it's got to cook. A fee happens to be a funny malacha because it's with a trigger delay. Very unusual thing. I don't have my Meisah now, and I'm going to have Chatzis 10 minutes from now. It's a strange malacha. That's true. But in point of fact, if the thing doesn't get cooked, the malacha didn't happen on Meisah. It did not happen. I mean, that we'll get to it later, but let's keep shooting. The guy puts something up to cook 1 second before the end of Shabbos. Not chayiv. stuck in El Chaim. Because it doesn't cook on Shabbos. No, don't the other guy. I'm coming and asking a shayla. Can I take it out to save Mr. Ployney from an Issa Skila? So they say, what should the Rav say? Yeah, take it out. What? He takes it out of the oven. That's it, it's over. Pulls the bread out of the oven. What? Then it's baking. And it won't bake.
And it burns.
What do you mean burnt? Once it burns, the guy's chayav chatos. That's it. Remember, if it was later, you cook on Shabbos, you burn it. What's the difference? You cooked on Shabbos. It's a Beit Taisa says that this is. It's always talking these kind of cases where the guy did something wrong. It's where the guy was posha. Then there's no such idea that I should do something to save him. He got himself into a mess. I don't. Where it's the guy is completely guiltless. Then we definitely have this musig that, I mean, it's in limited cases, but you have it. Le Marshall. The Kofin is Rabbo. Then you've been married. What's my problem? I'm over on Issa when I'm a Shachim. So that's Chateik Vishkateik Vishul Jeshatiska Chavercha. But that's not the guy's fault. It's not the Chotzeb's fault. He did absolutely nothing wrong. But when a guy did something wrong, like, yeah, I mean, the guy put it in on Shabbos, I mean, he's not a tzatzki, he did something wrong here, then I will never say that someone else should do a small isa, quote-unquote, to save him from his big isa. We're not such good Samaritans, you know what I mean? Oh, so we still don't know exactly what this case is here. Elam Avashli, Oilam B'mezit. We're going back to that. We're talking B'mezit. Rabibi's talking B'mezit. The guy put it in B'mezit. Now he's becoming a Baal Tshuva. Comes late into the Rav and he says, can I pull it out of there? Meaning, can I be over on an Issa Derabon and Radia Sapas to save myself from an Issa Skila? I, the words in Rav Bibi were, Kodem Shiyovel Dechi of Chatos. And that's wrong. It's a misquote. That's not what he said. Hear me, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's what it should say. Rav Acha braid the Rav Maslo Behedya. He taka had it that way. Not only did he have it that way, he didn't have it as a shiloh. He has it as a clear statement from Abibi that he is allowed to do it. And that remains that way. See, now you have a very interesting question. What's now in our case before? Okay, we're now coming out to say, point of fact, B'mezid will allow you to do a little Issa to stop the big one. That's what Bibi said. What's in our case before? Where you stuck your hand out, B'mezid. Where you stuck your hand out, B'mezid. Where we insist on the Knas. That's how we learned before. We learned before B'mezid. We insist that you stick your hand out. You're going to come to a Doraisa. That's not my problem. And because Rashi explained, it's different than Rav Bibi. By Rav Bibi, it's for sure a Doraisa. If we don't allow a Diyas Apas, the clock ticking is going to give the guy a Chiyuv Skila. It's a question of minutes. Nothing can stop it. Here, Rashi said, he's got to put it down. He's not going to be amazed and put it down. That would not question. So Rashi had a difference over there. Said, because it said, that's how they bring Shulchan Aruch. In other words, according to Rashi, when we said before that if you stick your hand out, be amazed, you cannot take it back. That's even if you stuck your hand out on Shabbos, b'mezit. And us insisting that you keep your hand out may get you into a Doraisa. I don't care. I Rav Bibi, because it's not the same as Rav Bibi. That's Shitas Rashi. But there are many, right? I'm quotes a Tois. That's not that way. That's also seen as going to be a Doraisa. There's no way the guy's keeping his hand out through a day. It's not happening. He's going to have to put it down. So that's the second day in Shulchan Aruch. It's Mamish 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The guy sticks his hand out, amazed on Shabbos, out the window to Sharabim. Can he pull his hand back or not? The first day is Rashi. He can't. Tough log. What do I do? Get some exercise and strain your arm. And the second day he says, no. It's the same thing as Rav Bibi. It's for sure going to happen. Pull your hand back.
Can you just call someone to come and take it?
He didn't have his cell phone on. Ich weiß nicht. He's nicht. He's nicht. I don't know. What do you want him to do? Take it out of his hand and in the sharab. And do what with it? What you do with him? Sharab? What are you going to do with it?
No, but he's taking it out. Now he's taking it out.
He can't. He's a sharab.
So what?
Once he, so he's saying, oh, stick out another hand. In this. Someone else stick a hand out. Listen, someone else should stick his hand out. No, coming in the street's not going to help you because he's in the sharab. He's dead. As soon as he dances in, he can't move. In the room. Stick a hand next to him. What do you mean, no gzeira? No knas. No knas. I didn't do anything wrong. So what? So stick my hand out, transfer hand to hand, and pull my hand back.
No, why can't someone just take their hand and put it down?
No. No. Yeah, but we can't. Somebody else can. No, we just said someone else can't do it. The Rabbanon to save him. He can't. We just said. I mean, someone else can't do it. He's the Rabbanon to save him. That we just said he can't do it. Chate, he's got to do it himself. Chate, that we don't say. That not. He's better. He says better. Again. Yeah, no, he's saying he's going to go hand to hand and come back, he's saying. He's got his hand out like this. Put your hand out over here. Go hand to hand and come back. That's his question. Now, Knas, Pasuk, Knas, he didn't do anything. And going hand to hand and doing nothing with Chayru. No. Okay, I don't know. I have to look into that. It's an interesting question. Yeah, okay, that could be. That could be. That could be. That could be. Good. Poshironi is Yoda. Now, we have clearly in the Mishnah, that putting something in somebody's hand is considered a hanocha, and picking up something from someone's hand is considered an akira. That's clear in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah. Poshironi is Yoda lufsim v'nosel toch Yoda shobalabai is ischaya v'chatas. It's an isa doraisa. Meaning, when I put it down in your hand, that's like this. I put it in your hand, that's called hanoch. And the reverse, if I pick it out of your hand and take it out, I'm vayta chayiv. So it means putting in your hand is called, I made a hanoch. Picking it up from your hand is called an akir. Says the Gemara, amai chayiv obin an akir v'anoch mi al gabi mokim dalet al dalet. The Gemara starts with a svar of some sort that you should need a mokim dalet al dalet. To be considered a hanocho, you should need a mokim dalet al dalet. It says a svara, people usually don't put things down in places smaller than that. And that mistoma, that's what was in the Mishkin. They took it out of their tavis, the things where they had it. Probably was dalet al dalet. Some of the Gemara came with a hanocho. That you, and it is that way. It's a logger that way. You need a hanocha mokim dalet al dalet. If you put something down on a very small place, that's not called a hanocha. And if you pick it up from there, it's not called an akira. Yeah, something like that. Whether it's not a chosh of a mokim, but whatever it is, the guy's hand is not dalet al dalet. I mean, the lek. Oh, my rabbi starts a whole interesting shmuah. So many Rabbi Akiva. Domel obin and mokim arbo al abo. Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need arbo al abo. How do you know that? But none hazoyrik mishayochid shayochid or shusharabim beemtza. That's your case. He threw from one rishu. He went through out a window, exited the window of the next house, and zoomed through the shusayochid. Huh? No, shusharabim. What about the raisis here? Rabbi Akiva mechayiv chachom and poitrin. Now, this is an interesting thing. How did Rabbi Akiva get a chiyuv out of this? Yanakir shayochet, hanochem shayochet. How could there be a chiyuv chatos here? Rabbi Akiva sova in his famous halachas, kluto kemishahun chodamya. Once the thing, when it was kluto, was like grabbed in the avira shuso rabim, it's as if it landed in the shuso rabim. These magical zachen over there. Now, whatever it is, it didn't have a hanoch al mokim dalet. Rabbi Akiva obviously doesn't need a hanoch altogether. So it certainly doesn't need a mokim dalet. The understanding of Rabbi Akiva is that you don't need a hanoch, you have a mystical hanoch. So yeah, you're certainly not going to need a mokim dalet al dalet. If it's in the Rosh Hashanah, it's a hanoch already. So that's the end of it. Okay, now. So that's what Rabbi said.
Our Mishnah that doesn't require Hanocha Mokim Dalid is Rabbi Akiva, well, it's Klutuk Mishum Chadan. Says the Gemara, 1 second here. Lememra de Pshitale le Rabbo de Beklutuk Mishum Chadamya, Uvetoch Yud Pligi? Are you sure about that? That's what you're telling me? Let's see. Well, my boy, Rabbo himself, boy Rabbo later in Hazoyrek, what is this machloikis? Again, we have a machloikis here, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim. Shayor, flying through Sharam. What's the case? Rabbi says like this. He declares like this. Lemato miyud pligi. First of all, what's the case? Did it shoot through Sharam below Yud? Or did it shoot through above Yud? That's a major difference over there. So this is how Rabbi sets it up. His first start is we're talking lemato miyud. That means the thing flew in the Sharam. Ubeho pligi. Then it's like we said before, that's the machloikis. Rabbi Akiva saw a clue to commission chadamia. Once it's grabbed in the reshus, that's enough. Rabbon and Savre, lo amin a clue to commission chadamia. Aval lemalo miyud, if he threw it above yud, window through above yud, there we are, potter. There's no clue over there, it was a clue in the mokam tour, right here. Hakol potter. Udekule alma lo yafin and zoirek mi moishit. Moishit, as we said, but moishit means I go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid above the Rishus HaRabim, but not throwing it. Moishit, like this. I stretch my hand out and I stretch over Rishus HaRabim into the next Rishus HaYochid. Now that's a malacha we're going to learn because that was in the Mishkan. They took the Kroshim, the Levim, picked it up. Well, they went from one wagon to one wagon. They went from wagon to wagon. The wagons, we're going to learn later, the wagons themselves were Rishus HaYochids. They picked them up and put them down. We'll get to it, but the wagons were lined up this way. They picked it up in this wagon and put it down in the next wagon. That's going to moish it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid through the Sham above Yud. That's Malachas Moishit. Now, so now what if I'm Zoyrek from this Shayochid, that Shayochid above Yud? We don't have it. So everybody else, you can't learn Zarek from Moshin. What was in the Mishkan was Moshin. Zarek is not. So that's his first pshat, Rabbah. The Machloikis is all on the Yud. Because then it's shooting... What? It's welcome to her. It's welcome to her.
How do you know there was a Rishus Rabbah between
them? We'll learn it later. It was the Mid, but we know it. I think one knows it's in the Mid. We'll go through all of this again. So the first system in the Machloikis is... The Machloikis is where the thing flew below Yud. Below Yud. Therefore went through actually the Sharab. Rabbi Akiva's Mechayev because he has this thing called Kluta. Rabbanan, they never heard about Kluta, see a pot. Above Yud, Kluta is meaningless because Kluta Bokum Tur, I care. And everybody holds, you don't learn from Moshit. So above Yud, everybody holds your potter. Below Yud is the Machloikis. And Rabbi Akiva holds Kluta. That's one system in Rabbah. That's what he is. Is that the Pshat? Or no? Flip it. Their Machloikis is above Yud. Below Yud, everybody holds Yechayiv. Because everybody holds Kluta. The Machloikis is above Yud. And the Machloikis is, do we learn Zoyrik from Moshe? That's Rabbi Shailin HaZoyrik. O Dilmo, Lemala Miyud Pligi. Ubeho Pligi. The Rakiva saw Vayafin and Zoyrik mi Moshe. Rabbon and Savi, lo Yafin Zoyrik mi Moshe. Ava Lemata Miyud, Divrei HaKoyel Chayiv. My time, Amrina Kluta, Kemishahun Chodamya. So now, what do we have now? What's Rabbi Sofik? At the end of the day, really comes down to, does Rabbi Akiva hold Kluto? Or does everybody hold Kluto? Now, it's a funny kasha, because Rabbi said, our Mishnah said you don't need, sounds like you don't need Hanocha Mokim Dalit. Came Rabbi and says, of course, what's the problem? Our Mishnah is the one who holds Kluto. And if you hold Kluto, you don't even need Hanocha altogether, really. So that's our Mishnah. The problem is that the Rabbi said, who's our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva. Now, that's not so simple, because according to Rabbi, in Azari, it could be Rabbi Akiva, could be everybody holds that way. Where's Bob? Why did he say with a finality, the Mishnah, it's a funny kash, it's a line, it was a funny kash. He said Rabbi Akiva because he was sure about Rabbi Akiva. But let's just go simple, the way Rashi learns. He seems to be saying, the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, it's a Das Yochid. That's a portion. He himself is Mesubah, could be everybody holds that way. Could have said it stronger, let's put it that way. Again, Tish doesn't like it. It's a funny, it is a funny kasha. He said Rabbi Akiva because he was sure about Rabbi Akiva. They may be here, maybe not. Okay, whatever. Good. Zog the Gemara, very simple teretz. You're right. Rabbi had a sofek, but sofekas don't last forever sometimes. He came to a maskona afterwards and he decided that the first pshat is correct, that above Yud everybody holds your part because lo yafin and zerbi moshet, below Yud is the machloikis because Rabbi Akiva holds kluto and Rabbonin don't hold kluto. So therefore, after he made his maskona there, he came back and said that our mishnah, which holds kluto, is named Rabbi Akiva, it's not everybody. Okay, finished. Now, good. Frag the Gemara, I still don't like it. Not good enough. Because in our Mishnah it says you don't need Hanoch al Gabi Dalit. It also says you don't need Akira Me al Gabi Dalit. Because he says if you oiker it from the guy's hand, you chayiv. Where does it say that in Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, if anything, Rashi says, it's kimat clear that he doesn't say that. What did Rabbi Akiva say? You went from Rabbi Sayyochid to Sayyochid through to Surab. Yechayiv. Why? Because Kluta. You somehow see it that it stopped in the Surab. Right? It wasn't a Hanoch. He doesn't need a Hanoch. I say, good. Understand. If it stopped, whatever you call that Kluta, why shouldn't it be Chayiv twice? It should be Chayiv Tucha twice. Shayoch Surab. And Surab Shayoch. That he doesn't say. It's a kasha. Whatever it means that he mechayim one, he mechayim two. That's the rationale. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. But why did he make hanocha? There's no hanocha. There is no hanocha. He didn't do anything yet. It's a magic. It's some sort of magical halacha. So let it count twice. We'll see. There are days Taker holds twice. You'll see. Maybe Taker holds mechayim two in such a case. Oh, says the Gemara. What's like? Says the Gemara. The way Rashi learns, the Gemara is saying that you've shown me somebody that doesn't need Hanoch al Dalit. You haven't shown me anybody who doesn't need Akira Megavi Dalit, because he may well need Akira Megavi Dalit. That's why I don't say the Chayim once. So you haven't done much for me yet. Who's the Mishnah? Elom Rabbi Yosef, Homani Rebbe. The Mishnah is Rebbe. Which Rebbe? Hey Rebbe, Ilemo ho Rebbe de Sanya, Zorak v'noch al gabi ziz kol shehu. Let's say he threw Sarab. He threw some Dalaram. In Dalaram, some you also need Akira and you need a noch. The same business, same exact thing. He threw and it landed on a ziz, some protruding from the wall, right? Kol shehu, it's a little one like this. Rebbe mechayiv v'chachom in poitrin. No, there you have it. Why is Rebbe Mechayiv? Why the Chum Poiter? Chum Poiter, because it's not a Mokum Dal Adal. It's his Kol Shuk. It's not his Kin Anoch. Rebbe says Yechayiv. So you see, you don't need Anoch. A Mokum Dal Adal. Okay. Again, I said, the Mishnah seems to say, you don't need Anoch Rebbe Dal. Who is it? Rebbe Akiva. There's something very strange just happened here. Rabbi Akiva Taka holds you don't need Hanoch. What's the problem with Rabbi Akiva? Who said Akira? So what are you? You're not helping me too much with Rebbe. All you show me in Rebbe is that you don't need Hanoch. I'm trying to find somebody. I have somebody. I have Rabbi Akiva. You're not helping me too much here. And Rabbi Akiva, what'd you ask me? Dilma Hanoch Hud Labayu Akira Bayu. Maybe you still need Akira Megabi Dal. So you're showing me Rebbe. All you're showing me in Rebbe is that you don't need Hanoch Al Gabi Dal. That I knew from Rabbi Akiva. I'm trying to find somebody who holds you don't need Hanocha and you also don't need Akira. That you haven't shown me. You gain nothing basically in this step. Which Taisa basically says the Gemara could have asked that. But he rejects it for a different reason. And that's what the Gemara basically is saying like this. Rabbi Yossi said it's Rebbe. Which Rebbe? This Rebbe? This Rebbe is completely off. I could have knocked him. It happens to be wrong altogether. Look what the Gemara says. It's a complete misunderstanding. We just misunderstood what he said over there. We're going to learn in Davches. There's a problem over there. You have a tree. That's the trunk is in Rishus HaYochid. And the branch is in Rishus HaRabim. You threw from the Rishus HaRabim to that branch. Rebbe says, the way Abai learns there, that Shadinen Noifoy Boso Ikro. The tree is not like we said by a hand. Since the tree is a Rishayochid, I look at the branch of Shayochid also. It's a Mele Yechayev. Rabbanan say no. So the Gemara says, what? One second. Says the same thing. Koshadina noifoy boser ikroy. Just like there I say, the Sharabim is considered Shayochid, I say also the kosher branch it landed on is Shadina boser gufo, boser ikro, and I look at it like laying on the whole tree. So that's a mokum dala. So that has nothing to do with us. You haven't shown me anything over there. Again, you're telling me a Rebbe, Zorak v'nochal ziz kosher on a little, you thought it meant a peg sticking out of the wall. So l'chur, I showed you that Rebbe holds you, I need a nochal gabi dala. Now, says Tosis, you could have rejected, that's not good enough. I need a gira, you haven't helped me. Just I could have said that. But I'm just telling you that it much just speaking through the truth. It's wrong. That's not the Rebbe that the B'yosef meant, because that's not what Rebbe's talking about over there. That Rebbe happens to be talking about a tree. Kosher. A tree kosher is a whole different discussion. That's not because you don't need dalit. That's because you look at the branch as part of the trunk, so it is dalit. Chal has nothing to do with us. It's completely off. So which Rebbe did Rebbe Yosef mean? A different Rebbe.
I was just saying the Ziz is going
after what?
The Ziz is actually
kosher. Okay, that you don't say. That you don't say.
The hand is part of the body.
Yeah. That you don't say. Bad enough you say this. Eloho Rebbe Desanya. Now here comes an interesting Rebbe. Zorak Misharam Sharam Shayochid Bemtsa. It's the flip case of before. Before we had Shayochid through a Sharam. Here's the other way. He threw it through the house. He's standing on his side of the shul. He zings it through the window, right through that window, and lands over there. Sharam Sharam flying through Shayochid. Rebbe Mechayev, the Chachomim Poitrin. Chachomim Poitrin is very simple. Nothing happened over here. What is. Now, not only is Rebbe Mechayev. Omer Rebbe Yehuda Mashu Mechayev Hoye Rebbe Shtayim. Yechayev twice, Rebbe says. Achas Mishum Oitzo. That's what we wanted to say before. Achas Mishum Achnosa. According to Rebbe, there you have a real clue to here. It went in this window. We look at it like it stopped and went out. He's Chayev Achnosa and Oitzo. Okay, now we have who we want. Because he doesn't need Anocha and he doesn't need Akira. He, we got somebody now who really said it. I'm a low boy Akira, but low yanok I'm Mokdala Dalit. It's not true. Because, as the Rishonim point out, why did Rebbe say it in the flip case of before? The classic machloikis in Kuluto is Rishus Hayochid to Shayochid through Rishus Arab. Why did Rebbe set it up the other way? Rishus Aram through Shayochid? Because he doesn't hold Kuluto. He's got another magical halacha that works only in a house. Only when you're going through a house, a special thing. According to Rabbi Akiva, kluta means when it goes in the rishus, it's kept in the rishus. That's not what he holds. Not only shayochid, only a shayochid with a ceiling on it, in a house. There we say a different halacha. The amrinon. A house I look at full of the things that are in it. So it's like it stopped. Take a look at Haparashi. Dovah sotsu mikol tzad. A thing that's sealed completely. Havi kimoli chafetzim ad gago. Dein aviru choshiv avir. Somehow, since it's completely a box, I don't look at it as space. I look at it as completely filled in. It's like a magical halacha. But whatever it is, it was. He doesn't say a standard halacha. He says it only in beso kimanda mal yadamya. So, you know, it's aval she'ena makura lo. Even in a rishus hayochid, that's not makura, you'll not say it. And certainly not in sharab. So, no. So you're telling me the Mishnah's Rebbe, because you got a Rebbe that doesn't need Hadoch al Dalit, nor does he need Akira me al Gabi Dalit. But that's only true in a place which has a ceiling on it, a top. Now, what's the Mishnah? Now, the Balabayas is standing inside. He's in a house, okay. But you've got it coming off the Oni's hand also. You have the Balabayas putting it into the Oni's hand, and you chay it. There's no commander, he's standing outside. No base commander, Maliadam. You've also got the Akira there. If he picks it up, add it on his hand, it's Chayyim. The Oni is outside, and so Rabbin. Is Vachitaymo Hochanami bimakura. So you tell me what? The Mishnah is talking by Makura. Hotayna Bishusayochid. Okay. Mishayochid Makura. We'll say the Balabos is in a house, talking with a ceiling on it. But b'shus harabim mekura michayif. What are you going to tell me? So you'll tell me what? Okay, I'll make the Mishnah talk that case too. The onis in a shus harabim with a roof on it. You got a big plot, yeah, and they put some sort of roof on it. That can't be. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Puna Rav, Hamavi Chayfetz Dalam Sarab Mekura Potter. She'ain Adom Ragnam. You're going to have it later. One of the character, defining characteristics of Rishus or Rabim is that it's not, doesn't have a top on it. If it has all the 600,000 and Ali Geshefton, if you could get something like that with a roof on it, it's not a Rishus or Rabim. One of the defining characteristics of Sarab is that it has no top. So therefore, the Mishnah that says Sarab is not talking by Mekura. So you're not helping me yet. It can't be, and it, Rebbe's not sufficient. He helps, but it's not sufficient for the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah's got in Rishus HaRabim, you don't need Hanoch Al Gabi Dalit or Akira Me'al Gabi Dalit. There's no command, a basic command of Mal Yadami over there. Something else is going on in this Mishnah. This Mishnah apparently holds you don't need Dalit Al Dalit for some reason. And we want to know, we still don't know who that person is.